How do you keep control of your school? That's a question many thought they dodged when Governor Nathan Deal's priority school district plan died last year. But a new Georgia House bill lays out a similar plan for state takeover of schools. Leaving the governor's priority school list could still be an urgent task. So as some schools do just that, those left behind are asking, where do we start? In Allison Scott's second grade class at Burdell Elementary in Macon, students are breaking out their data notebooks. They've been tracking how well they can read on bar graphs made with crayons. They talk to each other about their progress.
My first one was 225, my second now reached 255, and my current Lexile now is 605.
Which puts the second grader at a fifth grade reading level. This reflection on data happens every 9 weeks for reading. It's once a week for math. Tanya Allen says this isn't new.
Well, we've always looked at data. We've let that drive everything that we do at this school.
Allen is the principal at Burdell Elementary. The high C her school earned in this year's college readiness numbers won a spot on the governor's Office of Student Achievement Most Improved Schools list. Nearby schools are still on the priority schools list with D's and F's. Allen says her school got here by testing more than the state requires. That includes frequent, informal gauges of progress like this, as well as more formal tests.
Where we're actually looking at, okay, tell us what you know, put it down on paper.
The only test Georgia mandates is the Georgia Milestones test at the end of the year. Allen says frequent assessments beforehand give teachers a lot of options for subject mastery.
Who knows it already? So if a student knows that already, we're going to teach them a little differently.
And if a kid isn't getting it, they get attention for that too. So, get fine-grained with student data. This has got to be the place to start.
Well, now, I'm superintendent, so if I have that, I should have already told them that, don't you think?
That's Bibb School Superintendent Curtis Jones. He says Burdell's frequent testing isn't the cure, and it isn't unique. All Bibb schools are doing a version of this. Jones says the rigorous system-wide daily schedule of instruction is just as important. It's new this year.
Schools are spending either about 120 minutes in reading for grades K-2, 90 minutes in grades 3-5, 75 minutes in math, and so everybody's doing that.
No exceptions. But it turns out Tanya Allen and Burdell Elementary have had their own rigorous academic schedules for 2 years. So they've been an accidental lab for this new policy Jones says could take 5 years to gel. All right, data and rigor. Two places for a school to start. Curtis Jones says, not so fast. What good is a playbook without a team?
If you can get I'm going to call it a center of gravity, a core group of teachers that are with you, that are willing to move in that direction, I think that's when you see a difference.
Tanya Allen has been principal at Burdell Elementary for 10 years. The newest fifth grade teacher has been here for 12 years. Danielle Howard is in her first year, the starting line, really, as principal at Ingram Pie Elementary, about 5 miles away. She's aware of her school's college readiness score.
You know, last year we got a 55.5. This year we had a 62.9.
So her school is trending up, but it is still on the governor's radar. So Howard's first job? Holding on to people with the skills to give the superintendent's standards a real shot.
Well, what happens is those people can get promoted, and then it still leaves your school not having those same talents.
So between data, rigor, a team, there isn't a quick fix. And that has to be frustrating.
Right. But I signed up for it, though.
So will the Burdell Elementary strategy work anywhere else? Well, there's no way to know without the time to try it out. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.